USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is pushing back on the notion that there's a crisis at the southern border, as many Republicans allege.
I don't think we need to sit here and put new labels on what we have already conveyed is challenging.
Psaki, speaking at the White House on Tuesday, also not would confirm the number of unaccompanied migrant children who have been detained in recent weeks.
There is an increase that there are more children coming across the border than we have facilities for at this point in time. Those numbers are tracked by the Department of Homeland Security.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a vote on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill will take place Wednesday morning. The California Democrat saying this is the most remarkable piece of legislation since the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
President Biden spending part of his Tuesday visiting a Washington, D.C. hardware store that took advantage of a Paycheck Protection Program loan. The loan's meant to help keep small businesses afloat during the pandemic. As I mentioned earlier, the White House is not calling the situation at the border a crisis, but Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now, with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border. This crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies.
Abbott heading down to the U.S.-Mexico border Tuesday afternoon to get a look at the situation firsthand himself. He continues,
this crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the many symptoms of people who get coronavirus is loss of smell. In fact, close to 90% of people who test positive for COVID-19 lose their sense of smell.
It ends up causing the nerves in the top of the nose, which are responsible for your sense of smell, to get inflamed.
That's Dr. David Rosen, who is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Dr. Rosen, continuing on CBS News, says the pathogens in your nose are very resilient.
The fortunate thing about the olfactory nerve is it's got that ability to recover and repair.
As a COVID-19 positive patient begins to recover, there have also been cases of people smelling things that were unpleasant but weren't there.
The smell fibers that were affected by the COVID are starting to not become so inflamed, but the brain hasn't quite figured out exactly the right pathways.
Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law that shortens the window for mail-in and Election Day voting in the state. Under the law, ballots have to arrive by the day of the election to be counted. Currently, they simply have to be postmarked by Election Day. Reynolds saying in a statement, all of these additional steps promote more transparency and accountability, giving Iowans even greater confidence to cast their ballots. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.